Hello and welcome to another NBA Outlet Halftime Show presented by OTGBasketball.com. Make sure you follow OTG on Twitter. The Cleveland Cavaliers are currently down to the Golden State Warriors, 71-60. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me tonight, Xavier Clyburn. What's up, Xavier?
What's up, man? Watching this game, seeing what's going on.
It's been a pretty good game for the most part. The Warriors made that run in the second quarter. The Cavs kind of responded late in the second quarter. What are your initial thoughts so far?
Right now, my initial thoughts is that the Cavaliers are beating themselves. They came out in the first quarter, and everything was to the basket. Like we said over and over again, they got to play in the paint. They got to be aggressive. They got to be physical. And also, what they was doing on defense was forcing Golden State Warriors off the three-point line. But then what started happening was they started turning the ball over, a lot of silly fouls. You know, Golden State took 14-50 free throws in the first quarter. And in the second quarter, they allowed the Golden State Warriors to get loose from the three-point line. Really, when I'm looking at the stat sheet, only guys that's really been killing them is Durant and Stephen Curry. They've kept everyone else pretty much in check besides Iguodala, who's had a couple of good minutes. But their defense is okay, just that in that second quarter, they almost lost energy and was not hustling to the ball the way that they should be hustling. So right now, I just think that the Cleveland Cavaliers are really beating themselves because they played good enough to be up 10, 12 points in this game.
Yeah, I think the sloppiness definitely stuck out. Like you said, in that first quarter, they came out, they hit their shots. LeBron started hot. They got a lot of points in the paint. Kyrie started to cook a little bit. Then that second quarter, LeBron had a couple sloppy turnovers. The team just kind of made a few mistakes. Next thing you know, the Warriors hit a few threes. They go on one of their runs, and the momentum's on the side of the Warriors. And it's kind of tough to bounce back from that. The Cavs did a pretty good job, though, late in that second quarter.
Yeah. Big shot by J.R. Smith to end the quarter. They really needed that to stay within the game. The good news is that they have stayed attached. With all the negatives that they've had in the second quarter, they're only down by 11. Still plenty of basketball left. They have three-point shooters. They have guys that can get to the basket. They can slow down the speed of the tempo. So they have a lot of tools to get back in this game and potentially force the game six back in Cleveland.
Who stuck out for you on the Cavs side? You know, who's having a big game that's kind of impressed you so far?
Really, it starts with LeBron and Kyrie. Those two came out very aggressive in the first quarter. They had a possession where it was back-to-back layups from Kyrie and LeBron. They've done a good job of really attacking the basket. You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers in this series have been at their best when they're attacking the basket and getting into the paint, and that's what Kyrie and LeBron were doing early on in the game. Late in the game, they started taking a lot of jump shots, a lot of forced shots, turning the ball over. So I look for them, too, to really get it going and go back to what was successful in the first quarter in the second half.
Yeah, for me, I mean, obviously, everything kind of starts with Kyrie and LeBron. You know, the offense goes through them, a lot of responsibility for them. But I thought JR and Tristan Thompson played pretty well in the first half. You know, 13 points from JR, that's a pretty big contribution, 5 of 6 from the field. Tristan Thompson with 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And we kind of mentioned on the recap show, he's done a pretty good job when he gets caught in that in-between spot. Instead of turning the ball over, taking a bad shot, passing the ball. Also, he obviously got into it with David West. What do you think about that little incident?
I think that was just not a smart play on Tristan Thompson's part, because if you watch the replay, David West was completely in the wrong. If they leave it as is, they get a technical free throw out of that possession and actually get some momentum going into the half. But Tristan Thompson, really, you know, he's had a good game, but also he has been getting pushed around the boards, especially in that second quarter. They gave up a lot of offensive rebounds to the Warriors, a lot of second-chance points. They got to clean that up, and I look for Tristan Thompson to, like, try to clean up the glass going into the second half.
So who stuck out for you on the Warriors side? You know, who had a big first half, stepped up from them, kind of impressed you?
Andre Iguodala really stepped up for me, you know. If you look at the stats, he had 8 points. Rebound and 2 assists, but it was his defense that really impressed me. Very active hands. They switched him off on Kyrie Irving, and he's done a really good job in this, especially in the second quarter, of just staying in front of Kyrie, making him work, and forces a couple of turnovers. He's done a really good job against the Cavaliers on the defense side of the ball. They put him on LeBron James. He's been switching off everybody. He's just had really active hands. He was a big difference maker in that second quarter.
Yeah, no, you and I talked about that a little bit before the show. It was just his impact on the floor has been evident. And it's not, like you said, offensively, defensively. He's just kind of everywhere. He's just one of those guys, high basketball IQ, great basketball player. He's just kind of have a positive impact on your team. But obviously, we got to talk a little bit about KD and Curry. both guys with 20 points. I was kind of impressed Curry was able to get 20 because it seems in the first quarter that he was going to get a little frustrated, but he did a good job getting himself to the line, getting his rhythm going, and then he kind of had a big part in that run.
Yeah, he went 9 from 11 from the free throw line. A lot of, you know, that's really attributed to more of sloppy Cavs defense, but credit to him for getting to the free throw line and making them. Kevin Durant really got loose in that second quarter, the second half of the second quarter. Started pulling up from three, started to take advantage of what the defense was giving him. You know, when you just watch him out there, once he gets it going and him and Curry both get it going at the same time, you just see the avalanche effect. They went down 8 to up 11 in a span of almost like 3 minutes. So you can't let them get loose. You got to make them take tough twos, tough shots, and just make them work for their baskets.
Yeah, it seems like anytime Kevin Durant gets a switch in this game that he's just looking to attack and score the basketball, and it's for good reason. Nobody on the Cavs really can match up with him other than LeBron James. So I think when he gets that switch, the Cavs need to force the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, they was doing a good job of that. And, you know, Golden State really doesn't do a good job of hitting the roll man, especially when it's like Zaza or David West. So I think that they really need to start doubling more aggressively, like actively trapping, not just showing hands.
Yeah, no, you made a great point because they didn't really play Zaza much other than that first quarter. McGee hasn't played. David West doesn't really roll. He's more of a pop guy nowadays. So yeah. I think that does make sense. You know, they did hit Andre a few times low, but I mean, I think I would test it. You know, it's better than Steph Curry or KD getting open three.
Yeah, it's a difference when just showing two people and really aggressively trapping. I think they really have to start aggressively trapping. Now, the only problem is when they have done that, their weak side rotation has not been good in this series, all series long. So that'll be the only reason why I could see Ty Lue not wanting to go with that, because their weak side rotations has not been crisp. So, but at this point, the season's on the line. I will gamble. Just try, just for the first 5 minutes, to try to get the game back in your favor.
Well, you mentioned the rotations not being crisp, and that's something that's a little bit different from game four. I think the Cavs' energy kind of died a little bit in that second quarter, and I think that's something to do with being on the road and not being at home, because they were energized in game four.
Yeah, like for about a 5 minute stretch, it almost looked like the Cavaliers had given up on defense. You know, their body language wasn't good. There was a play where Steph Curry beats Kyrie Irving, gets to the lane for a wide open floater, and Tristan Thompson's coming late and fouls him. You know, you just can't have that if you're the Cavaliers going into the second half. You can't have these lazy possessions defensively and also lazy possessions offensively, where it's just a one shot, a one pass, and I'm going to go take a hero type shot. And they got to clean up the boards. They have to get every chance that they get to get a defensive rebound. They have to get it. They cannot allow Golden State to get second chance points.
Who needs to step up for the Cavs in the second half?
Kevin Love. Kevin Love was a no-show in the first half. Dude, he has not scored at all in this game. And that's due in large part to the two early fouls he picked up. So I really look for him to play a pivotal part in the second half to really open up the floor for LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, because what you saw was, because a lot of the other role players outside J.R. Smith wasn't making shots, that really clogged the paint up. So they need Kevin Love to be aggressive, be out there aggressive, scoring and spacing the floor and hitting the three-point shot.
Yeah, and what he does is he kind of makes Draymond Green play honest. And we know Draymond's a great help defender, so if he can kind of keep Draymond in that corner a little bit tighter, it definitely helps the Cavs. So I agree with you. I think Kevin Love needs to give them something. I think at least like 15 points. They need some type of boost offensively to get over this 11-point deficit. But who needs to step up for the Warriors in the second half?
People would like for me to say Klay Thompson, but I'm actually going to go with Draymond Green. When he's energized and he's getting defensive stops and making shots and making plays for others, this team goes to a whole nother level. So I would look for Draymond Green to be more of an impact player. He has 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists, but it's kind of a quiet 8 points, a quiet 6 rebounds, and a quiet 3 assists. So I look for him to be more, if not anything, not more stat sheet stuff, but just more energy, just more defensive intensity on the floor.
More activity from him. So, I definitely could see Draymond stepping up. You know, he definitely was still a little bit passive with that three-point shot, which is weird because he's shooting over 40% in the postseason, but he struggled in the finals. So, I mean, I could definitely see that. But I'll go with Klay. I think Klay needs to attack a little bit more, especially when he gets Kyle Korver on him. You know, we've seen that earlier in the series that he attacked him, and he attacked a little bit with Kyrie on him. So I would like to see Klay Thompson be a little bit more aggressive at times.
I agree with that. I definitely agree. I think he has to be the third or fourth best player on the floor right now for them to really put this game in the driver's seat so that they can close to the championship.
All right, getting to the big question. Who wins game five and why?
I honestly believe I'm going to go with Cleveland because I feel like that first half, they just beat themselves. I think when they go into the locker room, they're going to realize how many turnovers they had, how many easy fouls they gave up. The game's within 11. It's within reach. If they clean up their mistakes, they have a chance to win this game. And I'm going to go with LeBron not wanting to go out in Golden State in game five. I think he wants to force a game seven to at least cement his legacy as one of the best players of all time. Because if he could force a game seven, who knows what could happen. So I'd look for LeBron to come out really, really aggressively against this defense. I expect Kyrie and Kevin Love to play up to all-star standards, and I'm going to go with Cleveland.
I would love to agree with you here because I'd love to see more basketball, but I'm going with the Warriors. I think, you know, this team's just too talented to lose. We got Steph Curry already with 20 and KD with already 21. You know, I think it's just going to be too much for the Cavs, and I think they won't have the same gas that they had in game four to close this one out. But we'll see what happens. We might be back here for a game six halftime show, or we might just have a recap tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of game five. And Xavier, thanks for hopping on, and thanks everybody for listening.
No problem. Have a good night.